Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and we are back with one of our Wednesday night episodes. And joining me for that is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi, everybody.
And Jenny's along. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
Everybody else is either in travel. Heather and Amanda are on the road to the Knockout Book Bash. And Lindsay is finishing up work so that she can travel tomorrow. Tomorrow's her travel day.
Because it is almost D-Day. It is almost like the day of chaos. I'm so excited.
How many sleeps, Leah? Because I know you count sleeps.
Two sleeps until we're all together.
So for this episode, Leah is actually going to take the reins because she is our president of the Not So Secret Romantic Suspense Society.
This is correct.
This sisterhood that I think I just got kicked out of, to be honest. But we'll talk about that.
You were never really in it. So
well, there's that too. Anyway,
I mean, if you want to be truthful.
True. Okay, head on out, Leah. What you got?
Okay, so anyway, in this new format, we're diving into a book club style discussion as we sip and discuss a title. And stick with us while we break down the details of this book. And we are reading Garrett's Destiny by Anna Blakely, and some things you need to know before we start. So this was released September 14th, 2021. The tropes are vacation fling, instant connection, close proximity. It is part of the Tactical Operations series. It's book one of that series, but it's also part of the Special Forces Operation Alpha series that is in the Susan Stoker world. So this is, she's like kind of a fanfic world that a lot of authors write in. And this is one of those things. This is actually how Anna Blakely got her start writing in like Susan's world originally.
Interesting. I was wondering. Well, no, because she has books in 2019.
She does, but her, so she didn't write in the world right away, but that like that was like the motivation for her starting, I believe. So, but because her Bravo series, so her original series that had a spinoff series called the Bravo series, and that was all in Susan's world. So it's part of the Operation Alpha.
So it's kind of like Smarty Pants,
but it's a little more lax than Smarty Pants. So the Operation Alpha world, like you have to get you have to get approval to write in it and all those things, but there's a lot less.
It's not canon.
It's not canon, and there's not like a, you can have like one or two characters, like you don't have to be in Smarty Pants, and there's no like, you don't get the biography of the people like who live in the world or anything like that. Like Penny's world is very structured, and Susan's world, as long as you have the like a core character or a core team, then like you can pretty much write however you want.
I mean, that pretty much defines their two personalities, if we're all really honest.
Yes, very much so.
Susan is just she's a wild card. You never know what you're quite going to get.
I know, but she's delightful.
She is delightful. She's one of my favorite humans. I love her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're going to get to see her this weekend and Anna Blakely this weekend also. Right. So we get to see all of the people.
All the people.
Okay. So anyway, so this is a standalone series. It is told in third person, multi-person point of view. The put out percentage is 44%, and the third act breakup, there technically isn't one because they're not really together. So like
there's a darkish moment.
It's a darkish moment. And there's kind of like two darkish moments because of the way the book is structured, but there's no actual breakup because.
Can we talk about the third person multi point of view?
Yes, you may talk about third person.
So this is not third person head hopping.
No.
So in last week's Sip and Discuss, Bet Me, we had third person head hopping, meaning on page in any given scene, in any given moment, we were seeing other people's thoughts. And in this book, it is structured as such. The prologue is the villain. And then the first chapter is his. The next chapter is hers, his, hers, his, hers. Then we get the villain again. His, hers, his, hers. And then we get the tactical op group. We get theirs. Then his, hers, his, hers. I was a little jarred by this.
Yeah.
But Michael reminded me it's very much how Dean Koontz writes. So I'm curious if she is a fan of Dean Koontz, because
I don't know.
This is how he writes.
I will say there is, like, there are some authors who write these types of stories who definitely do that, like, definitive, like, character line, like, as they're writing the book. So,
yeah. Anyway, I just thought it was different, and I'll be honest, I didn't like it.
That's okay, well, though.
I think if you didn't have, like, the villain's point of view, it would be more suspenseful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we kind of
wouldn't know.
You kind of knew from the prologue what was gonna happen.
You're just waiting for it to happen. Yeah.
And so there was no suspense, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Like we knew. But go ahead, finish your round of things people should know, and then I can bring up my other topic. Okay. About the
There is no audiobook currently for this one. I'm sure there will be eventually, because she does slowly do those. But again, audiobooks are expensive, so that is one of the reasons. And it is available in Kindle Unlimited for you to read. What were you? What else were you going to say?
Okay, this is my other. This is my only other thing, and then I promise I'll let Leah go. So, this is classified as romantic suspense.
Yes,
but there's not a whodunit, because we know whodunit.
Mm-hmm.
We knew whodunit from the beginning.
We did.
Yeah, before we even knew our main characters.
Right. Which I don't love that. Did not.
Yeah.
I agree.
But it made me, as I was talking to Michael, like why I didn't like it. Because, you know, I took a hard time for a long time that I didn't love romantic suspense, that I was anti-romantic suspense. But then we did find I do like romantic suspense. I just have a different idea of romantic suspense.
Mm-hmm.
This is not romantic suspense. We need a new subcategory.
Yeah. Well, there are action adventure. I don't know why it wasn't categorized as that.
This is action adventure romance.
Yeah.
Because as I came out to Leah as we started.
And have like put our friendship in the gutter.
I don't like action movies.
I just don't understand you.
Not a fan of Gone in 60 Seconds.
Do you like a James Bond movie?
Damn, those are boring.
They are boring. I will give you that, because I like action movies, but I'm
Speed.
Not a fan of...
Meh. Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. Whatever. It fills time. Die Hard. Whatever. I mean, dude blows a lot of things up, and he always seems to be in a situation.
I just don't understand how you cannot like an action movie.
But this very much felt like an action movie. It's a very plot-driven story.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of character arc or character development. And to be honest, when Garrett and Avery meet and they start talking about their connection to Charlotte, I thought Avery was going to be the shadow tech person.
I did too.
Thank you. I was like, this is going to be so cool. Especially when she's like, I did their software for their payroll. I'm like, but did she? Did she do their software for this?
Is that really what she's doing at home?
Yeah, because she talks about having to work on stuff late at night at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, she's an evil genius. Anyway, but she wasn't.
But she wasn't an evil genius. She would just really was that boring, like, financial, like, software person. But that's
she was
okay,
like a
though.
Business genius. Like,
she was a business genius.
It wasn't the twist I wanted.
Well, I mean, you can't always get the twist that you want, though. There really wasn't a lot of twists in this one, though. I will admit that. Like, this one, it was very straightforward, like, what, like, where you were going. And that was okay, because sometimes you just kind of need that. But anyway, so Garrett, he was in the service, retired, and he became part of this, like, tactical, excuse me, team, but they sell insurance as their cover, which that is just a little bit ridiculous, but that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, I mean, they've probably used insurance a time or two, so
this is true.
You know the lingo.
I will say one of the things I did enjoy this book, and we've talked about in the previous, that I don't love a lot of military heavy books because they tend to feel like a little bit of a fetish to me. This was really well done. I don't feel like this was like worshiping at the altar of the military. I don't feel like it was overly heavy in military representation. Like, he's just a former veteran. It wasn't good, it wasn't bad, it just was what it was.
Well, and I think part of that, the way in which the story plays out, like the first chunk of the book, like they're on vacation, they're on a cruise ship, which honestly, I never want to go on a cruise. Like, but this just solidifies, like, I'm never getting on a cruise ship or getting off the cruise ship in a foreign
Once I'm
country.
on, I'm on.
That was the best news when Christopher was first diagnosed. That was like on the list of no's, like from day one. No cruises.
Like, I'm
And
sorry you're
I'm like,
sick, but thank you.
oh, that's not a sad thing.
Like, that's horrible. But no, like, I'd never ever like had this urge to go on a cruise ship. And like books like this, when people get kidnapped, like after like being on an adventure, I'm like, no, thank you.
Well, and you see the
Granted, I like
TikToks
you
of people
can.
missing their boat, and the boat just leaves, and you're stuck, and you
Like,
probably
how
don't
do
have
you
your
get home?
passport on you.
How do you get home?
I assume you'd have to go to the local embassy, to the local office for the cruise line that docked. I don't know, because guess
I
what?
have no idea.
Not going on a
Okay,
cruise.
anyway, as we get off topic, so Garrett is on the cruise ship with his older, younger brother,
Younger brother.
Coulter. Younger brother, Coulter, yes. And Avery has been double stuffed dared, which that was an interesting way to put it. Instead of a double dog dare, it was a double stuffed dare to like do something outside of her comfort zone by her older sister Alex. So she goes on this cruise by herself, which again, that's kind of crazy, but whatever.
But I
Like,
loved the checklist.
I thought the
Yes.
checklist was great.
I love a romance with a checklist, especially for our heroine. I would classify Avery as a little bit of a nerdy heroine.
Yeah.
She's a little socially inept, a little awkward, lives
Yeah.
inside
Well,
her
and like they're
computer.
meeting at the bar when like he's like you get his internal thoughts and he's like, why the hell did I say that? Or like, couldn't I have done better? Like their first like meeting, well, not really first because he sees her, but like their first face to face, like they're both kind of awkward. And it's like, dude, you should not be awkward.
He has no game though, even
He
throughout
doesn't.
that entire first half. So also I should probably caveat, I quit at 80%, 78, 80%. The second
You only had
kidnapping.
like 50 pages
I know, you really just
to go. I just
should have bit the
couldn't.
bullet and finished it.
I just couldn't.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
But anyway, Garrett and no game.
Garrett had no game. And like, I was like, okay. Because if we think about it, individuals that tend to go into the military aren't necessarily leaders. They're followers, right? Because they like the regiment, they like the discipline. Even if you get into the special ops, these are going to be people that take orders, are mission focused. And to be out in the world without a real mission, without the control of knowing, like, I'm supposed to do A, B, and C to get to D. They kind of are directionless, and that is Garrett, right? Like he just no
Well, and
game.
him more so because he had this like crisis of conscience. Because when like his like point of view opens up, like he it's like almost gets shot in the face and then gets shot in the
He's a
chest.
little bit of a drama llama. Like the way she describes that he goes down and he's having the thoughts of his life ending. I'm like,
That's
dude, you're a
it.
drama llama.
But wouldn't you have those same thoughts if you got shot in the chest?
He's wearing a Kevlar vest. Like, you didn't feel the vest? Did you just
Well,
forget you got
it
on?
hurts though.
Well, sure, it
Yeah.
hurts, but wouldn't you have a moment of, oh, yeah, I'm wearing that? No, dude's like dead.
This is true.
Like, saying his goodbyes. And they're like, you got a vest
Dude.
on.
I mean, I can't ever say that I would have been shot in the chest while wearing a Kevlar vest, but it could feel similar to dying. Like
It will, yeah,
none of
like,
us know for sure what that
okay.
feeling is like.
Yeah, he's gonna have a giant bruise, which, like, I mean, that comes up later in the,
Yes.
like, it wasn't painless, but it wasn't
Like, I expected him to
like
reach his
dying.
hand down and to pull his hand away full of blood. I mean, I cut myself doing dishes today. Lots of blood. Everyone thought I was dying. I was just like, no, I wrapped
were
some.
You really bleeding badly?
I really
or
was
were you just
actually.
Being a drama llama?
No, I wrapped paper towel around it and finished doing the dishes because we needed forks to eat dinner.
I feel that.
And Chris is like, should I call Dad? I'm like, no, it's
yes.
fine. And it was my middle finger too.
Even better. I mean, honestly, if you're going to cut a finger, cut the middle finger.
I can't wait to show you all this weekend. Anyway, he was a little bit of a drama llama. I'm just saying.
Well, but I loved his brother, though.
Now, does his brother have a book?
No, not yet. He might eventually. We don't know.
But does the brother know what he does?
Well, but I have suspicion that the brother also does something clandestine like that, because like when the boss is like, Colt got in touch with the authorities, he's like, these authorities, and then they got in touch with him. So I'm thinking the brother does something also, but nobody knows.
Yeah,
he's with some letters of some sort. No, he's not PR. Or he might be PR as like his poor cover.
Yeah.
But I want the sister to have a book also because I loved her as well.
She's feisty. I thought she had more personality than Avery did.
Avery was more meh.
Reserved.
Yeah.
She was a wet blanket, you guys.
I didn't mind that though. Cause sometimes honestly, like,
she was boring. I'm just saying we wouldn't be friends.
She went out of her comfort zone, though. Like,
and
she was trying.
I think that's the reason, like, her being kind of boring didn't bug me. Because, like, she, like, honestly, she's me in real life.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty boring.
Like, if I didn't have you guys.
I spend a lot of time with both of you. I don't find you boring.
I am a boring person. Like, I take my kids to their activities and I stay in my house and read.
I sit in my house and read and talk to my dog a lot.
Yeah. So you're just as boring as the rest of us.
And I play board games. And I play board games.
Okay. I do like a tabletop game. Oh, man. But I'm just saying, like, she's me. So, like, her personality didn't bug me. Because if you're saying she is boring, then I am boring as fuck. As well.
I just, in the setting of this book, this was a very plot-heavy book. Like, this mm-hmm. was absolutely action-adventure. This was from point A to point B. It reminded me a lot of, like, Patriot Games or mm-hmm. Hunt for Red October. Like, those kinds of movies where the characters are not going to be strong and heavy. And if we think back to the books that I tend to love the most, they're ones with really dynamic, strong characters that it's more the character-driven story versus the plot-driven story. And I guess, so she didn't really have to build this world, because if you had read Susan's stuff, you would have had this world.
No, because the Tac Ops is not part of Susan's world. Tex is the only, like, addition from Susan's world that's available in this book.
Okay.
So, like, the world that, like, the Tac Ops, like, team, like, Ghost in that team is Susan's, but, like, those are just, like, added elements for help.
Okay. So and she did gentle. Have to do a little bit of world building herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I really just wanted more. Like, here you are on vacation, free by yourself. Yeah. Like, I mean, I do like that she was already swimming when he gets to the beach. And he's looking around for her like a floppy fish, not sure what to do.
Right.
And it is as if Colt was out searching for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I definitely think he was, because, like, when he's like, we literally ran into each other, like, dude could tell, like, she wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
Like, he was helping her. A bro.
Yeah. And I did like that dynamic of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I also appreciated that they weren't sharing a stateroom, because if you ever, like, have you ever looked at the inside of a stateroom, just the average stateroom on a cruise?
No.
You can pretty much
I've never
touch
gone on a cruise
wall to wall with your hand. Like, they're not big rooms.
Hmm.
So I liked that he, you know, he didn't have to be like, "Hey brother, you got to go sit by the pool for the next 6 hours."
No, I mean, they could have went to her room though.
They could have.
But I think it's funny that her like cult bought the condoms from Karen.
I do too. I thought that was great. Now, I did find it a little jarring that as we go from like they're doing it, and then the next chapter, we don't get a morning after. We find out they've been kidnapped or taken hostage.
Because they went on the excursion.
Right.
It's like the way that the story like flows, like they have sex, like there's nothing about the next day, like while they like Garrett and Colt were with the stingrays and Colt gets super sick. And so it's like she skips like a whole day before she gets to that new excursion that they're going on.
It just felt a little jarring. Like, and I think it cut down on the intimacy connection between the two of them a little bit. And I think that was the other thing. With it being a vacation fleeing instant connection, authors really have to, you have to put some extra effort in it to make sure that the chemistry and the connection is there, the flirting is there, and it's solidified. But you got Drama Llama and Awkward Queen, and the chemistry was like a sparkler that dies as soon as it's lit. And I just think it was because of the jarring. Like we go from, oh, we're doing it, to, oh, we've been kidnapped or held hostage. Like, I just think it kind of, I don't know.
You just want a
Yeah,
little
that's
bit more in
fair.
between there.
You know what?
I mean, it's especially like the way she finds out that like he's not exactly who he says he is, like when he like pulls out a gun, like, we need to have a conversation, but
Right. The thing is the writing was really solid. There were not a lot of errors. There was no inconsistencies. Characters were on brand. The writing was very, very good. It was just the flow of the story that threw me off. And the lack of character development.
And like I feel like Avery's character, like she like stepped outside of her comfort zone. Like she went on the excursion. She went on this like trip in general. She did the list, which I wanted more of the list also. Like
Yeah.
I feel like since there was so much on the list, like what was the full list? Like did they never talked about the list. Like when Like I wanted her and Alex to have a conversation like when they got home, like about the list and like those things. And I was missing those little tidbits. Like you knew that Alex knows that she did the list, but like I wanted more like reaction from
Yeah,
her
it would have been
sister.
kind of nice to have her like have like one thing left on the list that she needs to finish or something.
Well,
Because
one thing.
then she just goes home. Like,
yeah, it's over. I'm going home.
Yeah, and I felt like there was definitely more opportunity to like develop that part of it, but yeah, I'm not sure like how that would have happened though.
But to be honest, that's part of the reason that I went back and went looking for, like, to see if this was her first book. Because there were just those little pieces that I felt like, we, what? What? Why? And even in the rescue mission, like, it felt rushed.
A little bit, yeah.
And it was like, she just like, oh, this needs to happen here. I need to, you know, get to the next thing.
Yeah,
Yeah, especially
Stacy
the
says the
second one.
jumps. Sorry, Jenny.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Jenny, you're right. The second one, well, that's when I gave up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was like,
The second one was structured very similarly to the first one in the way like it plays out. So
Because I was just kind of like, oh, okay.
like you wanted more. Yeah,
Yeah.
Stacy said the jumps were definitely more telling than showing, which took her out of it a little bit. And no, Susie, it's not a new trope for her. She does actually the instant connection, she does quite a bit. She hadn't done a vacation fling before, though. So I wonder if maybe that was part of it. Like, this was the only vacation fling. She does like second chance and things like that. But she'd never had a vacation, like totally like separate. She's more of a, I'm going to open it up with a rescue type of thing. Not necessarily, but.
And I do think vacation fleeing is one of those that can be difficult for a lot of people. It can struggle a little bit. So I feel like that's fair. I think that's probably why we don't see a lot of them, is because they.
Well, and it's one of those things like you have to find that like balance between how much of the vacation fling itself is going to be the book, and then after, like
Right.
outside of the vacation, like you can only vacation for so long. Is it like a long weekend? Is it a week long vacation? Like, how is the time frame of the book going to like flow? Like, and it's I feel like a lot of authors struggle with that balance, and that's part of the problem with this one too, is like I enjoy this book, but I really like Anna Blakely's writing. And I like action
Well,
movies
I think the
also.
writing is I
But
think the writing is really good.
I think that's where she struggled, was like to find that balance between the fling and like the trip versus going home.
Well, and I will agree with Stacey, this absolutely was a lot of telling versus showing. And books that have a lot of telling, it can cause chemistry to fizzle out because we get bogged down in all those details instead of actually witnessing.
Right. Like we don't see her like those 2 weeks they're apart, like afterwards. We don't see her. We're told by her sister through Garrett's point of view, like how she's behaving.
Well, until like right before like they show up at the apartment, and she like you can see that she's wallowing and like
Right.
stuff like that, and so like you get like a little bit of it, but like you it's almost like you want like a if she had broken that chapter up like from like when they got back, and like the first half was her like just going through the motions, and the second half was Alex like showing up at his office like being like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah. And I think like Anna Blakely, her words were. So if we look at like an author like say A.L. Jackson, where her words are lyrical and she's moving us through a story and the pacing is flowy, Anna's words are almost the polar opposite. They are, there is not a word used that is not needed. She's not giving us overly flowery. Even the flirting with them was very like, you have good eyes. You have a nice ass. I mean, like, it wasn't like, wow, I could get lost in your eyes forever. Like, they're saying the same thing, but Anna's words are very meticulous, almost pedantic, versus someone like A.L. Jackson, where there's a lot more descriptor and flowing. And I think that that's a very particular writing style, and it's just maybe not one that I personally love. I like the flowy, poetic nature, obviously.
Obviously.
As I just think that that
Gotcha.
helps the chemistry, right?
Sometimes, but sometimes the flowy poetic can get to be too much. So I feel like you have to find that again, the balance. And
Yeah.
I feel like I say that a lot tonight, but like writing, there's just you have to find the balance between a lot of the elements, the stories and the characters, like the plot and the characters. You need to find a good balance, like the creation of the world and like the like already existing stuff. You have to find the balance. Like there's so much balance that you have to find in like books, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And there are authors who like there are books that they have great balance, and there are books where they don't have they have a great story, but the balance is off.
Well, and I will say, I think that for this book, if we look at like an Aurora Rose Reynolds, you never doubt, those are instant connections. You never doubt the chemistry of Spice because they are heavily character driven, couple focused.
Yeah,
And
and like there's a chunk like in the middle of this where you're like, eh, I don't know if this is gonna work.
right, like I think that's part of why I gave up too. I did not feel their HEA. I don't know if the last 20%, the last 50 pages gave you enough
It would not have
solidness.
made you, you wouldn't have been happy.
No.
Like, did she have to rely on an epilogue to sell the book?
No, I don't think
Oh, is
she.
there an epilogue? Oh, I guess there is an epilogue.
Yeah, they get married in the epilogue.
Yeah, that kind of like feeds to the next character, I'm assuming. Because
Yeah,
this is
because
my first book by Anna.
my first two.
And yeah, you would like, because we've all read it except for Becky. So he saves her, but she saves herself because she's swimming. And then he's like, basically, like, you're gonna marry me. And everyone's happy. Cut to the epilogue.
Yeah. You wouldn't have liked the
Yes.
ending.
Yeah, that's
I'm just really
that would
glad
have
I
been.
gave up. Because at that point, I was just indifferent to it. I think if I had read that ending, I'd have been like, what the flying freak did you make me read?
No, like I will say, like rereading it, like it's not my I like this book, but like I probably wouldn't recommend this one as a first read of hers
Well, yeah,
going
and we
forward.
chose it because our theme for this month
Was
was
vacation fling.
vacations.
Yeah.
Yeah, was, that kind of
So it
vacation
fits
fling.
really well into like the Simpsons discuss, but like as a first book, like I don't feel like this gives you a good view of like what she's capable of,
Yeah.
but
It was a short book too. It wasn't overly long, so I did appreciate that.
Yeah, she's not a long writer. Like, I'd say this is actually one of her longer books.
Yeah.
She's like usually like a 275-er.
Okay. Nice. Is there anything else we need to talk about with this book before we do our thumbs up, thumbs down?
I don't think so. I think we covered everything because, like, we talked about the siblings and we talked about both the characters really
Oh,
well.
Leah, where would you recommend starting with Anna? So if somebody liked the writing but didn't necessarily love this book, where should they go instead?
Okay, so when I started reading her, I started with her Bravo. Book one is Rescuing Graceland, but I actually love her first book she wrote, like that couple. It's a duet, but they're not long duets. It's like almost, I'd say they're not quite novellas, but almost novellas. It is RISC. It's Risk, like that's the name of the series. But I would start in the Risk series if I was going to start someplace with her.
Okay. Yeah, because the writing was good and solid. It just, this story was just meh.
But I will say too, like you can machete her series. Like she does standalones very well. Like there are characters that overlap. So like the couple from book one is still a couple in book five. But you don't have to follow, like, there's not overarching storylines. Like, you might miss some little nuances of relationships or characters. Like, the last book in the Bravo series, that character shows up in, like, the original Risk series and the Bravo series. And so, like, him, like, you don't get why they hate him so much if you don't read the other books. But going into it, like, you, like, still get an idea of, like, who he is and, like,
You
what
don't
he's about.
necessarily need
So,
it either, though.
yeah.
Okay, well, let's do our thumbs up, thumbs down, and then we'll do our book recs. So,
Okay.
Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
I'll say thumbs up. I was in the same place. Like, I really enjoyed the writing. I finished the whole book, but then I was just kind of like, well, that was
It's
a
more of a mac
story.
and cheese.
Yeah, it was a story. It was like watching a TV show, to like kind of fill in some time. Like, it wasn't like
It's Law and Order on in the
heart-wrenching.
background.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
For, the afternoon.
Yeah. Mine's a thumbs up, as you assume.
And mine's a thumb sideways because I'm not discounting Anna Blakely. I'm going to give another book a try. But I just have to go in with the mindset that these are action adventure more than suspense. Does she do a lot of this intermittent, other random points of view in her
Not
other books?
always. Like, it depends on the book.
Okay.
But I would say typically no.
Okay.
Like, this was a little out of character for her writing. Because I actually went back and looked at like the prologue of like four or five books out of curiosity. And she actually typically starts with like a memory or like a like book two in this series, the prologue is 10 years prior. One of her books in her series, like the heroine is having like a dream, like what's not, but she's like remembering something that happened to her when she was younger. So typically her prologues are more past or like memory type things. So
Okay. So if people liked this book, what other books would you recommend? I mentioned earlier Aurora Rose Reynolds. I think that her Until series and then her new family series that she's writing right now, I think those work really well.
yeah, they have similar, like, well, this was more action. There's similar plot points, though, and like the way and she's writing. Riley Edwards' books would be similar. Susan Stoker, like, I mean, is based in like on her world. So if that's one, Anna Hackett's books, actually, like, she's pretty character driven, but like the plot is also a big part of her book. So like any of her stories would work as well. Not necessarily her alien stories, but her contemporary more romantic suspense, although her aliens would work as well. So
Jenny, do you have any?
Like one I thought of was Mr. Fantasy by Cambria Herbert. I know I like talk about her all the time, but it's a kind of a similar storyline, like the billionaire saves the girl. That one has a little more of like the after the vacation fling.
I would also suggest Sawyer Bennett's code or her code name, her Jameson Force, Jameson
Jameson, yeah.
Security Force, because while those are very character heavy, they are action adventure. Rarely is there a whodunit.
Yeah, and Janie Crouch, she has like a similar flow. Not flow to this one specifically, but a similar flow to the like her story. So, but I mean, if you need a suspense wreck, just let me know.
Yeah, this is not something I would have picked up on my own. No, but it's good to stretch. And that's part of what we're trying to do with the Sip and Discuss. We're trying to cover each month with every Wednesday. We're just trying to cover a different subgenre, a little different, pushing us outside of our comfort zone. And so that does bring up, I'm getting ready to announce August's lineup. June's or July's is out now. You can find that on our website. We're getting ready to announce August in our Discord and then or on Patreon and in Discord. But as we go into these other months, if you have books that should be on our radar, or even an author that you think, hey, I really would love to see you guys talk about one of their books. It can be a popular author, it can be a little known author. September, I think we're looking more towards like close proximity is kind of the theme there. October, we're going to dabble into the sci-fi, paranormal, monster. We're gonna make y'all read some monster romance. Also, Vera Valentine has a Kool-Aid Man romance coming out next week. I cannot wait. I
I
literally
don't know
cannot
how that
wait.
one's gonna work, but I mean, I'm reading it.
Cannot wait. And then November, I don't think we have a theme in November.
Yes, we do.
Oh, we do. What
No
is it?
shave.
No Shave.
No
Oh,
shave.
covers with beards or bearded hair heroes. So,
Heroes.
or heroines if they have a beard.
I mean,
Send us
that's a different
those.
kind of story, but.
Send us those books. And then in December, Christmas books. Maybe I'll make everybody read Winterville since you all have not read Winterville.
That's not true. I have read Winterville. Not all of Winterville, but I've read
Just
part
like
of
all of
Winterville.
them.
No,
Winterville is
not
the
all of
best
them.
place to be, though.
I'm not discounting that it's a good place to be, but I have not read them all. But there's no Christmas ones in Winterville, is there?
The very first one is Christmas. The
Oh.
third one is Christmas.
Oh, okay. Do they have sex, though? Because are you going to make us read a Christmas book with no
I'll
sex?
make you read it with October will have shifters. November is shaving, beards, books
No
with beards.
shaving.
No
No
Shave,
shave, November.
November. We want all the bearded heroes. Okay. We are going to be off this Sunday, but here on Monday.
Yes.
So look for us Monday night, July 1st. We are off July 3rd because in my little podunk hoe of a town, they do their fireworks on July 3rd.
So does ours.
What kind of crazy people do
Well, so
that
the
sort of thing?
smaller towns tend to do it on the 3rd because a lot of people travel and go to the large towns for the large productions on the 4th.
No, I live in a tiny town and we do it upright on the 4th of July. We have like a 3-hour parade, which never ends.
You can
It
pretty
never
much have
ends.
fireworks every night starting July 3rd through the whole weekend. Like, you can travel all the
Yeah.
little towns in our area and have a different
That's kind
fireworks
of nice though,
display.
because you can always, there's fireworks everywhere.
There are, except I have a dog that is deathly afraid of loud noises.
Oh, poor guy.
But he's pretty much lost his hearing with his age, so hopefully this year will be a little less stressful.
This might be your like
So we're here
great.
next on Monday, July 1st to record our episode. That's our Ask Us
Yes.
Anything episode. So if you have questions for Leah and I, put them in Discord, put them in our Patreon, send us an email, fill out the form on our website. Then we're off on Wednesday night, and then we'll be back the following Sunday. Okay, friends. Thanks for hanging out and joining me tonight.
Of course, it's always a good
Welcome.
time.
Thanks for reading Garrett's Destiny by Anna Blakely. And it wasn't bad. It wasn't as bad as the Megan Quinn book.
Well, this is true.
Bar. We need to move the bar.
We need to move the bar.
I mean, we need to find a book that's not as bad, but bad.
Although, and I know I'm trying to wrap things up, but I'm going to say this. Bet Me, which was 20 years old, and we were really nervous about doing it because of a couple language things in it.
Is
Actually,
trending really well.
people are listening to it and really enjoying it.
And it was a good stinking book.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's so odd, right? Like, what works, what
There's
doesn't?
no rhyme nor reason to what works in the book world.
There
Have
isn't.
we not learned this yet?
I guess. I don't know. I'm amazed every time. Okay. We'll be back Monday. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.